Shalom to all. Today's daf is Chol and Daf Yud Beis. We're starting about the fourth line of the two dots with the words Amar Nachum Amar Rav. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sarah Bas Biyaka Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And we go back to discussing Shechita Amar Nachum Amar Rav. Ra Echad Shachat. A person saw somebody else shachting. Zimra Mitchil of Ad Saif. If he saw him from the beginning till the end and everything was fine, Mutar Lechum Shechita. It's Mutar to eat from that Shechita. Vim Lav. If not, also Lechum Shechita. You're not eating from Shechita. So the question is Hechidami. What are we talking about? Idi Yad the Gamir. If the viewer knows that the Shechet is Gamir, that he's knowledgeable and he knows the halacha. Salam Ali Ra. Why does he have to watch him? He doesn't have to watch him. He knows that he's a Shaykhid. He knows halachas. And Vidiyada, Deloy Gamir, if he knows that the Shaykhid does not know the halachas, so Pshita, of course he has to watch him the entire time. What's the Chiddush that Rav is trying to teach us? Nela must be, Deloy Yadai Gamir, Loy Gamir. The viewer doesn't know if the Shaykhid knows the halachas or not, and therefore he has to watch him the entire time. However, the Gemara is asking, Lema Rav Mitzvina Etzel Shechita Mumchenhein. Why not say that the majority of people who are found by Shechita, which means the majority of people who are Shechting, they are experts? A person who's not an expert is most probably not going to be picking up a shechita knife to shecht an animal. And this is something that we're going to be continuing to discuss. This line, Rav Mitzvin Eitzel Shechita Mumchenhein, the majority of people who are shechting, they are experts. Why don't we say that? Memela, he doesn't have to watch him the entire time. Mila Tanya, don't we have a braisa? Harisha Mastarngas Shechita Bashuk. If a person found a chicken that was shechted, it was in the marketplace, or he told a shliach of his, say shechit, go on and shecht for me. Vahalach, and he went, umatza shachot, and he found this chicken that he wanted shechted, nicely shechted, so cheskaze shachot. The chazaka is that it was shechted properly. We see that we say that the majority of people who are involved in Shechita are experts, and therefore he could rely on the Shechita. Hachanami Soto over here, in our case, where he doesn't know who the person is, let's just say that the majority of people who are Shechting are experts, and therefore he doesn't have to watch him from beginning till end. It could be assumed that the Shechit is a Mumche. And the answer is, you're right. Rav's actually talking about a case where he knows that the Shechit is not an expert. He doesn't know the halachas. So what's the case? We're going to Shechat Kamon Chad Simon Shapir. It's referring to where this person shechted one of the two simonim perfectly fine. Everything was good, no issues. And the chiddush of Rav is, you might have thought, midahai shapir, hachnami shapir, that since he shechted the first one okay, the second one he's also going to shecht fine, and you could turn around and walk away, and you don't have to watch him. Kamash Malan, the chiddush is that no, highest remuyi is ramile, that this one he happened to have shechted properly. That's great. But idach, shemashah shemadaras, the second simon, it's possible that he was over shihiya, that he waited a little bit, or he's over drasa, that he pushed down, and therefore, unless the shechita is watched from beginning till end, the Shechita cannot be relied on. We continue discussing this. Bamidar of Dimon Bar Yosef, Rav Nachman, Ha'imel Shluchai, let's a person tells the Shliach, say Yushchait, go on and shecht for me, and he found the thing shechted, Mahu, what's it in? So Amalai responded to him, Chazkosai Shachot. The Chazaka is that it's perfectly shechted, it's fine. So we ask him another question. Ha'imel Shluchai, a person tells the Shliach, say you Turaim, go and take off Truma for me from my produce, and now he sees that Truma was taken off. For example, he comes to his produce and he sees that there's a little pile next to it, so that would be the Truma. My, what's the din over there? Amalai responded, in Chazkosai Tarim, there's no Chazaka that Truma was taken off properly. So he responded, Manov Shach, either which way, make up your mind. If you're going to say there's a Chazaka, we know that a Shliach carries out his Shlichos, so that should apply to Truma as well. And if you want to say there's no Chazaka that the Shliach did his Shlichos, so even in the case of Shechita, you should say that the animal is not considered Shechted properly, because who says the Shliach did it? So Amalai responded to him in a joking manner, I'll tell you the answer when you measure out a whole kur of salt for me, which is a ton of salt. And here he gives him the answer that really la'olam ain chazaka shliach ha'is shlichusai. There's no chazaka, there's no automatic halachic presumption that a shliach carried out his shlichos. So what's the difference between the two cases? Ushchita, in the case of shchita, inami dilma in a shachrina shama va'azol v'shachat, even if you want to say that the shliach didn't do his shlichos. Rather, somebody else was listening to the conversation and he went and shechted the animal. Still, that wouldn't be a problem because Reb Mitzvina is a shchita mumchenhein. The majority of people that are going to shecht are mumchen, so that's why you could assume the shchita is okay. Because either the shliach did it, or a different person who's listening in, he shechted it, but again, the shechita would be fine either which way. However, Truma, in the case of Truma, Dilma Ena Shachrin Neshama, maybe a different person heard this fellow tell his shliach, I want you to take Truma off for me, and Va'azal, this fellow who's listening went, Taram, he was the one that took off Truma, and the reason why that's a problem is Havalei Tarim Shalemi Das, that's somebody taking off Truma without the knowledge of the Baal HaBayis. The Baal HaBayis didn't tell the eavesdropper to take off Truma, and Va'atarim Shalemi Das Ein Truma Sa Truma, somebody who takes off Truma without the knowledge of the Baal HaBayis, that's not valid Truma, as that's the difference between these two cases. The Gemara continues discussing this. Let's say this concept that the majority of people who are involved in Shechita are experts. Maybe that's Machlekes Tanaim. Where would this come from? Did Tanya have a braisa? A person lost his goats or chickens, and Vahal Chumutzan Shechutin, he went and now he found that they were Shechted. So Rabbi Yehuda Iser, Rabbi Yehuda Asers, whereas Rabbi Chanin B'nai Shabbi Yehuda Aglili matter. Rabbi Chanin, son of Rabbi Yehuda Aglili, he matters and says that it's okay. Now, I'm a Rebbe. Rebbe comments on these two opinions. here in Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Shemitzan Ba'ashpa, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion seems to be the correct one. If he found them in the garbage, they would be Asur. And for Divrei Rabbi Chanin ben Ashi Yosei Glili, that we would follow him, Shemitzan Ba'ayis, if he found them in the house, so they'd be Kasher. Now, just an important nekuda over here. From the way that Rabbi is wording his words, we're understanding that Rabbi Yehuda himself holds that it's Asur across the board, even if they were found in the house, and Rabbi Chanin holds that it's Mutter across the board, even if they were found in the garbage. So now we try to understand what the Machlaikas is. My lab hakam evikli, it must be what's the Machlaikas. Demar Sover, Rabbi Chanin holds, Amrin and Rabbi Mitzvah Mitzvah Shechita Mumchen Hain, that we do say that the majority of people who shecht are Mumchen, they're experts, and therefore, even if you found it in the garbage, at the end of the day, it was shechted, most probably by a Mumchen, so you could rely on it, and it's kosher. Whereas Demar Sover, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Loi Amrin and Rabbi Mitzvah Mitzvah Shechita Mumchen Hain, that you don't say the majority of people that shecht are experts, and therefore, even if you found it in the house, it's possible. So it seems to be it's Machlaikas Tanoim. However, Amr Nechmar Yitzchaki says, Loi, not so quick. We could really say that everybody agrees and the majority of people that are going to shecht are experts. And everybody, meaning even Rabbi Yehuda, agrees that if it was found in the house, it'd be mutter. And also, if it was found in the garbage, in the marketplace, everyone, meaning even Rabbi Chanina, would agree that it's aser. What's a machlokes Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yehuda, if it was found in the garbage, in the house? Rabbi Yehuda holds that a person will throw a nevela, an animal that was shechted improperly, inside the garbage in the house, even though it smells really bad, and maybe that's not the best way to dispose of it. Still, Rabbi Yehuda holds that a person will do that, and that's why it's possible, because again, it's found in the garbage. Whereas Umar Savar, Rabbi Chanina holds, a person's not going to throw a nevela in the garbage in the house, and so it must be the shechita is kosher, it's not a nevela. Why is it in the garbage? Good question, but it's still perfectly fine. So based on what we just said now, we actually do not have a riot. There's machlokes tanoim, whether or not Rav Mitzuyin Eitzel Shechita Mumchen Hain. Now we continue discussing this. Rabbi had said near the Rabbi Yehuda Shmitzan Ba'ashpa, Rabbi Yehuda Shita seeming if it was found in the garbage. Now the question is, in Shita's Rabbi, my Ashpa, how does Rabbi understand the garbage that we're talking about here? Ilema Ashpa Shabashuk, if you want to say we're talking about an Ashpa in the marketplace, well, Amr Tukuliyam Lepligi Da'asr, we had just said that everyone agrees that if the animal was found in the garbage in the marketplace, of course it's Asr. El Lav Pshita Ba'ashpa Shabayas. It must be the Rabbi understands this is referring to an Ashpa in the house. Dahainu, Rabbi holds that if the animal or the bird was found in the garbage in the house, it's no good. The problem with that is Ema Seifa. What about the next part of Rabbi's statement? They would go through Chanina B'Nashor B'Yosei Glili if it was found in the house. Now, my bias, what does that mean? In the house? Even if you want to say bias mamish, it was just found on the table in the house. Well, Amr Tukul Yam Le Pligi Dishari. You had just said before that everyone agrees that it's Mutter in that case. Elipshita B'Ashbisha Bias. It must mean that Rabbi's referring to that we go with Rabbi Chanina if it was found in the garbage in the house and that we say that it's kosher. And the problem with that is Kashid Rabbi Ad Rabbi. It's a stira Rabbi on himself. In other words, by Rabbi saying that we go with Rabbi Yehuda if it's found in the garbage, and that has to mean garbage in the house. So that means that when it's found in the garbage in the house, it's possible. But then Rabbi says we go with Rabbi Chanina if it's found in the house, which means garbage in the house, and then it's kosher. Well, that's a stira. If it's found in the garbage in the house, is it or is it not okay? So Gemara Yud Beis Amud Beis on top of answers. Hachikam, this is really what's being said. Here we're going to have a different explanation of what Rabbi's saying. Nirin Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Li Rabbi Chanina ben Ashi Yosei Glili, Be'ashma Shebashuk. That the words of Rabbi Yehuda are agreed to by Rabbi Chanina ben Ashi Yosei Glili if it was found in the garbage in the market. Because even Rabbi Chanina doesn't argue on him, except if it's in a garbage in the house. But if it's in the ashpa in the marketplace, he agrees to him, and Venir and Vechulu, so on and so forth, you continue making the chashbin all the way around. In other words, Rebbe, by commenting on whom we go like in which situation, is basically saying that Rabbi Yehuda agrees from Chanina in this situation, and Rabbi Chanina agrees from Yehuda in that situation, and not that they're arguing. I think we're continuing discussing the Mishnah. We had said, the Shechita excludes a Chersheit and Katan because maybe they're going to mess up the Shechita. Now the Gemara points out interesting wording of the Mishnah. Shema Kilkalu Lekatani. It doesn't say maybe they did mess up the Shechita. Ela Shema Yikalkalu. Maybe they will mess up the Shechita. In other words, the tenses of the Mishnah are funny because the format of the sentence in the Mishnah is already in the past tense. The Kul and Sheshachtu, all of these, if they did Shecht, their Shechita is Kasher. Chutz Mecherscheit V'Katan, except for Chersheit V'Katan. But then it switches to future tense. Shema Yikalkalu. Maybe they will mess up the Shechita. Really should say Shema Kilkalu. Maybe they did mess up the Shechita because we're talking about past tense. What are we learning from this, says the Gemara? Amar Rav Zeiser Meses tells us that Ein Marcel Hen Chul Lechatchila, they wouldn't even give them Chul Lechatchila. In other words, by the Mishnah telling us Shema Yikalkalu, maybe they will mess up the Shechita, that means it's almost 100% certain that a Chershet or a Katan, if they Shecht, they will mess up the Shechita. So this is not just referring to Kodshim, that we should make sure they don't Shecht Kodshim because it's a carbon, it's an elevated level, we have to be extra careful. No, it means even regular Chulin, do not give them the Teshecht because they will most probably mess it it up, and that's Baal Tashchis. And that's Lashon of a Yikal Kalu, that they will mess it up. We continue discussing the Mishnah said, V'kulon sheshachtu v'achem ro'en son, shechitas and k'sheira, that all these, if they shechted and other people saw them shecht and everything was fine, so shechitas kosher. Now it's just important to point out over here that even though in the first half of the Masechta, we discussed this line extensively, trying to understand whom it's referring to, and we're trying to include other people besides for Cher Shaitan and Katan, we can't forget that the simple reading of these words are also including Cher Shaitan and Katan. The whole discussion of the Gemara was trying to include other people besides for Cher Shaitan and Katan. But of course, when the Mishnah says, V'kulon sheshachtu v'achem ro'en son, shechitas and k'sheira, it's also referring to Cher Shaitan and Katan, namely if they shechted and other people watched them and everything was fine, so shechitas kasher b'diavad. Ask the Gemara if that's so. Man tana d'loy be'in and kavana l'shechita. Who's a tana, which would be the tana of our Mishnah, who holds that we don't need kavana by shechita? A cher shaita and katan are lav bar das. They don't have the proper mental faculties to be able to have proper kavana in their shechita. But still, we're saying that b'diavad their shechita is kasher. So who's the tana of the Mishnah that holds that you don't need kavana by shechita? Amar Rava, he answers Rav Nasan. He answers Rav Nasan. D'tani Ayshaya ze'ir d'min chavraya. Ayshaya, the young one or the small one who is from the chavraya, which means he's from the Talmidim, the Chacham in the Beis Medrash, he taught as follows: Zark Sakel Lenoetzah B'Kaisel. If a person threw a shechita knife, he just wanted to get it into the wall. Maybe there's a cork board or something like that. That's where he'd keep his knife. And so instead of just putting it there, he threw it. And V'Holchav Shachta Kedarka, on its way towards the wall, it shechted like regular. There was an animal's neck placed perfectly there, and it sliced the neck and it cut it. Reb Nosson Machshir, Reb Nosson says, Kasher V'Chacham Paislin and V'Chacham Pasol. And Hutani Lav Hu Amarla, he taught it, and he said that Halacha Kerm Nosson, the Halacha Kerm Nosson, as we clearly see there, it's Reb Nosson who holds that we don't need kavana by shechita. Because over here, he just intended to get his knife into the wall. He had absolutely no intention to shech the animal, and still it's kosher. So he sees Rav Nosson who holds that you don't need kavana by shechita. The Gemara just asks, hold on, we know that by shechita, you have to do a back and forth motion. You can't just move the knife once across. You have to move it back and forth. And over here, the knife only went in one direction and then planted itself in the wall. So that's a shechita kosher. And the answer is, shehalcha uba kedarka, that actually went and came back in the regular way. And this would be quite an impressive trick shot to be able to actually see it. That means it flew towards the wall, perfectly straight, slicing the animal's neck one way, then it bounced off the wall, coming back, continuing to slice perfectly straight, and so that's how it would be a kasher shechita, according to Rav Nosson. We're going to continue discussing cher shaita and katan. Here we're just starting the sugya, and we're going to pick up discussing it tomorrow. Amar Rav Chibur Abba, by Rav Yechon, Rav Yechon asks as follows, katan yesh le machshava, ay ein le machshava. Does a katan have machshava or no? In other words, when we have something that requires machshava, requires a proper thought, intention, do we say that a katan has ability to have that machshava? For example, shechting kachim, we know that it has to be done lishma. So if a katan shechs kachim, do we say that yes, his machshava for lishma counts and it's perfectly fine? Now, Amar Rav Yochanan responded to him, viti bayle maisa. Why didn't he ask about maisa? Why not ask about the action of a katan? For example, we know that kachay kachim, the highest level of kachim, need to be shechted in the north of the Azara. So let's say there's kachay kachim, for example, an oila that was in the south of the Azara, and a katan is there, and he says, oh, let me bring this animal to the north of the Azara so it could be shechted over there. Well, that's real maisa, that he actually brought an animal from the south to the north. So why didn't he ask about that, whether this maisa that the katan did is valid to show what his machshava was? And I'll tell you why he didn't do that, says Ravami, because maishna maisa deloikam bayle did nan yeshla maisa. Why didn't he ask about maisa? Because we actually have a mishnah that talks about maisa. Well, machshava nami leiti bayle, he shouldn't ask about machshava katan either, did nan eile machshava, because we have a mishnah that says that a katan doesn't have machshava. Now, what's this mishnah that we're quoting? Then now we have a mishnah in Kalim, which discusses Toma and Tire of Kalim, and the following is important to know, that a kli cannot be makabel Toma, it can't contract Toma, unless it has the status of a kli. So let's say, for example, you're making a pot out of whatever it is, earthenware or metal, and it's not yet formed into the shape of a pot, so it can't be makabel Toma, because it's not a pot. Then there's certain things that even though they might be in the shape of a kli, they're completely useless, and they wouldn't be considered a kli unless you actually decide or you make it into a kli. For example, maybe a piece of wood, or as what we're going to see right now in the Mishnah. What does Mishnah say? Ha'aloin v'harimain v'ha'egoiz, an acorn, a pomegranate, or a walnut, shechakum tinoikas lamud behen afar, the little kids hollowed them out in order to be able to measure dirt with them, or they had prepared them and set them up to be used as a scale, meaning a play scale. So tamein, these things are able to become tamei. Why? Because they have maisa, which means we see from the action that they did, the fact that they took this nut, they hollowed it out, and now they're using it as a toy to be able to measure things out. Obviously, they want it to be a kli, so this maisa that they did gives it that halachic status as a kli, and it's able to be makabel toma. However, you're going to get one off on top. The Mishnah continues, ve'elhan machshava, they don't have machshava, so they simply just took a hollowed out piece of a nut or something like that and decided in their mind that they want to use it as a kli. That doesn't give it the status of a kli, and it's not makabel toma. So we clearly see in the very same Mishnah that a katan, Yesh lo ma'aseh ve'ein lo machshava. So what was Rabbi Yochanan asking regarding machshava? Now we're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.